hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as...
The Douche.
Even on... I know, The Deuce. On the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza.
That's what I said, The Douche.
Of the big show. CJ in the studio with me, and of course, Scuba Radio, Scuba Squad connected via the web, Barry the Bugger. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Bubble Boy, Casey Tobacco Nut. We even got Chef, the scuba magician, who has been patiently standing by to talk to us and talk about festivities. He's dressed up kind of like an elf today, which I think he went above and beyond.
Yeah, with the pug on the sweater.
Yes, and that means, what is that, a subliminal thing, or what does that mean exactly? I don't know.
We got a furry little boy at home, so you know, it reminds me of him.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. That's what you do. You wear a crazy Christmas sweater for the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Stravaganza.
Santa needs a watchdog around all those toys. So
okay, well that okay. Well, we'll catch up with the scuba magician here in hour two at some point. And and I don't know if we did, but hopefully we apologized in advance for what happened in hour one because it was pretty off the rails. Even though I think we did break a Guinness Book World Record. Now that we got proof that we've executed the first official underwater Christmas light parade, I think we should be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
You have to submit that for review.
Right? I don't know if they'll take the audio only documentation.
Maybe
of
there
that
was
event.
Someone there that saw it.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know. The aliens. I think it was like a group kind of wiping of the memory. So we're gonna have to have some kind of way to present it to Guinness, but we'll see what happens. Maybe Lisa from the History of Diving Museum can put a word in for us. Do you have any connections at the Guinness Book of World Records, Lisa?
Or the only people I know were through the longest underwater swim and stuff. So no, I don't have any pull there. Sorry.
Right. You didn't hear that in hour one, I assume.
Well, no, I was watching the game.
Oh, then you consider yourself lucky.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Anywho, we have Lisa. Where are you at? Because it looks like you're outside. Are you there at the museum or somewhere else down in the Keys?
I'm actually off today, and I was across the street with a very rowdy crowd, and I came to a quieter place. So yes, I'm outside enjoying our wonderful weather down here in the Keys and, catching up with you guys.
Yeah.
At the museum, we say, don't drive by, dive in. Today, I'm like standing out enjoying the passerbyers.
Well, you know, there's a lot of folks up north. I mean, we're in Orlando where Scuba Radio is based, but down there in the Keys, if you've never experienced Christmas in the Keys, well, you just haven't had an official, done Christmas correct. Because it just doesn't get any better once you've experienced that kind of thing. I know everybody thinks of snow-covered, mountains and Christmas trees and all, but you go down there to the Keys this time of year, the weather's perfect, and they got Christmas lights decked out all over the place, probably even at the museum. You got some Christmas stuff set up there, too, or
we
what?
We do, and we had, we were going to do a Scuba Santa event on Tuesday. I think Slate went out today to go diving.
Yeah.
Santas can only stay away from the workshop so long.
Right.
They got to get those toys ready.
Exactly,
We had Scuba Santa at the museum on Wednesday night, and over 100 kids came and got their picture taken with them, and all the families got to go through the exhibits that were all decorated. We had activities and cookie decorating, and It was a fun time. And then Ken Niedermeyer gave our presentation, the Immerse Yourself presentation on aqua coral and things that he had been doing in the Keys. So
what is that? Yeah. What does that mean exactly? What aqua coral? What was he doing exactly? Like how to grow it or what?
He gave a presentation on aquaculture and growing live rock because the coral needs to grow on a structure.
Yeah.
And the healthier the rock, you know, it makes it more better habitat for them to, you know, get anchored on and to grow from there. So live rock is extremely important as a base.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You got to get the soil set. Just like a kind of a plant for corals, right? I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Same kind of thing. And, he gave a great talk, which is actually recorded and on the History of Diving Museum YouTube channel.
Excellent.
So
yeah, and
for
that website.
That miss it, they can always get it.
And what the URL is divemuseum.org?
Yes, our website is divingmuseum.org.
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 Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So lots of things happening. You know, we're getting ready at the end of the year. We're going to close the featured exhibit, our 20th anniversary, and then open up the Dive Into Art in January, which will be up when you guys come down in April. You guys will be able to see it.
Yeah. Now, is that the stuff that has some of the Jerry Garcia stuff attached to it as well? Yeah.
Yep. So we're having, it'll open January 21st, and then we're having the Jerry Garcia tribute band concert on February 6th. We'll be doing, you know, art exhibits and projects until it closes in mid-April.
Excellent. So, now, what are the holiday hours for the museum over there, Christmas and New Year's? Are you guys open on those days or no?
We are. We're open 362 days.
Okay.
We do spend Christmas Day and New Year's Day with our families. But other than that, we're open for people and visitors that are in the Keys.
Well,
10 to 5 daily.
Yeah. And once again, you know, if you're a diver, even if you're not a diver, it's quite an attraction down there in the Florida Keys. And you owe it to yourself to go spend some service interval time. Especially if you're down there, if you're lucky enough to be in the Keys during the holidays. You ought to take a break and go walk through there and spend an hour or two because you'll learn a lot about the history of you know, our sport and all that kind of stuff and see some of the coolest stuff, you know, dive equipment, you know, Mark V helmets, like the largest collection in the world or something, right?
Plus, what better place to get your holiday picture taken but, you know, in front of the Jake with all the decorations around him. And we have a fun little Christmas package scavenger hunt. That's great. So
I love it.
Come on down.
Yeah.
And of course, the store is great for those last minute shoppers.
That's right. You know, that's often overlooked. But I got to say, every time I go into the History of Diving Museum down there in Isla Mirada, it is mind-blowing what they have in the gift shop. I mean, they got some of the coolest dive-related Chotsky-type stuff. I've seen scuba soap, you know, jewelry, books.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you really have curated quite a collection of dive-related goodies that I've never seen anywhere else.
Well, we try to be things that there's a lot of touristy places in the Keys. So we try to do something that's very specific for diving and ocean lovers and, you know, just that you can't get other places. So a lot of it is very unique.
It is. And if you're a diver, you definitely would, you know, value that immensely. Well, once again, it's divingmuseum.org. Go there, check out everything you need online, and then plan your visit accordingly and say hi to Lisa and the gang when you go there. And
awesome.
I'll let you get back to your holiday festivities, but thank you. Bringing us up to date there, Lisa.
And I look forward to seeing you for the Vintage Dive Days in April.
Yes,
that is
on the calendar for 2026. We're going to go down there and dive some vintage dive gear. And
can young divers come too?
No, just old folks like us.
Because you're vintage?
No, you got it mixed up. It's the gear, not me.
Oh.
Yeah. You son of a...
It's Christmas.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to think, keep it positive. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, books by Eric.com and Audible.com.